The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
I haven't heard that song before, Susie. What was that song you just played? I haven't heard that song in
Stop.
The last
you haven't
8 minutes.
Heard it on our show.
He's mocking.
I love Bruno Mars. Don't get me wrong. That dude, he's something else.
Well, I couldn't do Versace on the floor because
Why?
Then Ginger calls in the sixth, and she says it's like porn.
It
in
is.
The
it's the porn song. I like it.
Yeah, that's
then you should play it.
But then think, people
it's National Orgasm Day.
Why are you
Orgasm
okay,
Day
maybe
today,
next
by
hour.
The way.
All
it's
right.
National Orgasm Day
Perfect
today.
Day
so celebrate how you like. I'm not going to judge. All right, it's halfway point of the Denny Schaefer Show brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off and free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. All right, we're in Q105, in case you're wondering. Sunny, high today of 86. Sunny, 85 tomorrow. 66 now at the Cumulus Compound. Toledo's Morning Show is on Q105. All right, so Paul, you DJ'd a wedding Saturday and went to one on Sunday.
Oh, I sure did, buddy. I sure did.
You don't get enough weddings, do you?
Kirsten, well, that's what he does. That's how he makes his big money. That's how he's allowed
What's
to play with us.
What's the fun out of going to a wedding, though, for you?
It's fun because then you get to relax. Because I used to do them back in the day. It's like, ooh, at least I'm not DJing this train wreck.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But are you critiquing, though?
I used to.
Yep.
Oh, I used to. Oh, you still do that?
Faux show.
Boy, this dude sucks.
You know what?
I don't do that anymore. I used to because it used to ruin my time. It's like, I remember one year, a long time ago, back in the day, and I got tired of going to New Year's Eve parties because the DJ sucks so bad.
Oh, sure.
So then I started throwing my own because I knew it'd be fun, and then, you know, the girlfriend, you're working, whatever, kicked her to the curb.
Yeah, so Saturday I was at Oak Shade Grove where they have the German-American Fest.
Beer!
Underneath the thing.
Nice.
And Kirsten and Trevor got married. They are listeners also.
Nice.
So
thank you.
So congratulations there. And then I went to Columbus to see Todd, a friend of mine who actually hired me to be a DJ back in the 90s, the first time ever. He actually got married a second time around in Columbus.
I understand it was a themed wedding this year.
Yes,
one was.
It was a...
What was the theme?
What,
theme? A theme wedding, which is always good.
Oh, yeah.
Like second time around, you might as well.
Sure. It was a steampunk-themed wedding.
A what?
A steampunk theme is
steam. You're saying the word steam.
S-T-E-A-M.
Punk, P-U-N-K.
Yes, that's correct.
What is that?
I literally had to Google it. This is a subgenre of the science fiction genre, and the stories behind it, all the technology that in the science fiction they use, is all like steam-powered, turn-of-the-century type stuff, instead of like advanced technology like science fiction is. So they all exactly.
Okay.
So like they all dressed in top hats and they had weird
Engines
clocks on them
and
weird boots and vests and it looked like an odd turn of the century thing.
So yeah, it's like a period wedding.
Correct. And when they got married and says, "Please congratulate Mr. and Mrs. Todd Jones," he's in Columbus. I don't care. I'll say anything I want. They turn around and the three-piece string.
Oh wow!
A band who was playing. Played Star Trek The Next Generation as they walked out.
Ah!
My hand to God.
That is so... out of the wedding? You mean the ceremony?
Please welcome! Dun, dun, dun. That was the Star Trek theme. Yep. Yep. So,
you know what,
women,
though? Second time around, you should have fun to screw around like that. Don't you think?
True. It's a geek wedding. For all intents and 100%. Purposes.
And the women all had their little corsets.
Their
bustiers. And all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What'd you wear?
I wore
the bustier.
Black pants, a red shirt, and a tie.
Oh,
I'm not steampunk.
You obviously didn't do the theme.
I'm not that cool.
You weren't working. Yeah, you were just.
I was just hanging out
just
and enjoying the open bar.
Well, you've been doing this DJ gig for how long?
Since
weddings
in the 90s. Yeah.
All right. So here it is. Wow. Have you ever heard of this? An obnoxious, according to Reddit, the 22-year-old girl for her wedding. She's getting married at the end of August, so she just started this. So it's which is how do you put this all together? She hasn't picked any of her wedding parties, so she sent out invitations to a bunch of her friends, and a lot of them aren't even, like, close friends, inviting them to bid to be one of her bridesmaids. Apparently, she's got a website set up and everything.
No.
Wow. She's not very...
This has to be a
Whichever bet. Six girls spend the most will get the spots, and the one who has the highest bid of all will get to be the maid of honor.
Oh, my God! That is wrong on so many levels.
Did you write
well,
this
the 33-year-old sister and the 22-year-old is her baby, and she's all ticked off because the sister and now the mom is on her because she's not putting in a bid be in her own sister's 33-year-old wedding.
33-year-old sister needs to bounce. She needs to say, you know what? I'm not going
Kiss
to her wedding.
White
yes,
butt.
Exactly.
And the fiance she's marrying is rich, so it's not about
the money.
They don't
even need the money.
Yeah, they don't.
That's why.
I don't know what's more wrong, somebody who would do that or somebody that would bid and actually want to be in the wedding.
I have never heard of such a thing. I mean, you hear the Bridezilla stories, but this to me, is that show still on TV, Bridezilla? Wasn't there a show called Bridezilla?
Yeah.
One of the other networks?
Like, I TLC, get it. I get it. Like, if she was like, okay, listen, you're all going to get to go on this amazing trip, and I have goodie bags that are filled with all kinds of Oscar-winning materials, and it's really cool, and it's going to be really exciting for you. So I don't know who to pick. So you guys just bid as my gift from you. You guys just bid. Then maybe I could kind of get it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But if she's not, they're not getting anything in return.
Oh, the stature. They get to stand next to her.
Oh, right.
In the dress.
That is just.
So she's the baby.
Yep.
And she's marrying a rich guy.
Yep.
Do that math.
Wow.
And the 33-year-old sister hates it all, hates everything, because the baby always is spoiled.
Yep.
They get everything and blah, blah, blah. It's only because the parents are just too darn tired to deal with it anymore.
Right?
It's like, let's just get her out of the house.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine what kind of ego would say, here's what we're going to do. You're going to bid for the opportunity to be in the wedding.
Would you bid on it? Would you do it, Susie?
No.
No.
I hope nobody does, and I hope she ends up just standing there by herself.
The bride is so ticked off, too. I can't believe no one's bidding to be in my wedding. I can see it now.
I'm going to follow this story.
See, that's what
I'm going to keep an eye on this story.
That's what the world of The Bachelorette and everything else has done. To that generation.
By the way, Bachelorette's on tonight.
I know, I can't wait to
watch it. The Men Tell All.
Yeah, Men Tell All.
Oh, that's right. I don't want to watch that.
Oh, you got to peep it out. It could be good. You're watching it for us. I watched a little bit of Big Brother yesterday.
I watched a little bit, but no promises.
Stop it. Did you really?
Yeah. There was nothing else on. There was nothing else
on. No, there
wasn't. But I have to admit, I kind of have a sick enjoyment watching that stupid show.
Isn't that weird? You like to see other people's dysfunction. That's what it really comes down to.
Makes you feel better. Makes you feel better.
Well, I think some of the characters are pretty interesting.
Yeah, they have a lively bunch.
In the past, I didn't really think it was, but for whatever reason. I mean, I only watched like the first 20 minutes, and I'm like, I'm going to bed.
And they all look like they're 12.
Well, they are.
I know.
Except the one guy. They got one old dude.
Yeah, he's like a dad. Like, I don't know.
I think that dude's in his 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but everybody else is all young and
good looking.
And buff and whatnot.
Great abs. Right. And all that.
I can't watch it. I'll be busy crying tonight because tomorrow we move up my son for the last time.
Oh.
I'll be sobbing.
Or you're not moving to.
He's moving to Mars.
He's
prison?
Going back to school. And he's moving into his first apartment.
Oh.
And he already has a job over summer for next year. So
this is it.
This is the last move for us.
All right. How many roommates?
And he graduates in a year and a half. So
how many roommates is
just
he?
One.
Just
yes,
one.
Yeah.
So him and another dude.
It's a nice apartment with two
separate bedrooms.
Rooms.
Two bedrooms.
Yeah.
And there's a common area.
Right.
Uh huh.
When's your girlfriend moving in?
There it is.
She has her own apartment.
Oh, so they've been checking up over there. So now they have some away games.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If he's home, they can't come to your house and do their nasty. Now they're just.
This is not what I'm going for. No.
Well, it is National Orgasm Day.
It is.
Right.
Stop it. Son.
We should. No. You know what you ought to do? Let's get him on the phone.
Leaving.
Is he at home right now? Let's call him, get him on the phone, and ask him how he's participating in National Orgasm Day.
No,
yeah.
We're not doing
He's a grown man.
No, we're not doing that.
How old is he?
He's 19.
That's all?
Well, he's by himself now,
He's going to be a young graduate.
He's moving tomorrow, right?
Always, yeah.
So he's got to be celebrating by himself now, the girlfriend. For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Could be right now.
It gets back to the chicken.
It does.
It really does.
It does. The greatest line ever uttered on this show was this, though.
No, no. Here comes the chicken.
There you go. Yep.
Maybe
will be.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Sure.
You know,
no
to celebrate and participate.
Yeah.
No chickens.
National. It is. No, listen, it's no lie. Monkeys. Today is National Orgasm Day. So.
It is.
Use that however you may.
Are you going to?
Maybe you get a fourth. Maybe you get a fourth cat on.
There it is. More kitties. Yep. Are you going to celebrate with them when you get down there? Are you guys going to hoop it up? Hop it up? Whatever?
I don't know what we're going to do. I think we're just going to move them in. Probably go out to dinner and stuff. Nothing
get
to do.
Kegger,
oh, that's right. You're not going to be on tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, we're not going to be on tomorrow.
I won't be here tomorrow. So, yes.
So you take them tonight or tomorrow?
We take them tomorrow morning.
All right,
but
so tomorrow morning.
Dad's in the hospital down there as well because he conveniently ended up there. So we're doing a doubleheader.
The Energizer Bunny, who's 90 years old.
The Energizer Bunny, is back. Is at OSU Medical Center again in ICU. So We'll be killing two birds with one stone, no pun intended.
Oh, don't say
and
that.
Not to be
yeah,
crass.
That's not.
Well, it's kind of a routine now. It's kind of, we're getting used to this. He's 90, and these kind of things are always very, you know, sort of dramatic at that age. So we'll be doing a little bit of visiting Dad, moving Jacob in. It's a very exciting time.
By the way, we gave Margaret Clark's family your condolences yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Susie and I
that was a nice get together.
They had a nice memorial yesterday over at the Ward Pavilion there at
Wildwood,
At Wildwood, That is such a cool little building.
Isn't that pretty? Yeah. I know. It's nice. Really lots of receptions are held there and stuff. It's really nice. It's pretty.
It's cool.
Margaret was a sweet, sweet woman who really lived life, and she was a nut.
Yes, she was. She was a character.
I bet you I still have tapes of when she used to be on the show.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Softest hands ever, too.
Oh, yeah. I used to give her so much crap, but she passed away, what, about a month ago? 93 years old.
She'd just ignore you, too. That was great. She'd just kind of keep talking. I remember that about her. You give her so much grief, and she'd just keep going.
Yeah, she'd be telling a little story, and I'm like, you're drunk, aren't you? How much have you drank this morning?
She just put up
seriously, we need to do an intervention.
No,
I used to give her so much crap. The best thing is when I went to see her.
She's precious.
When I hadn't seen her in 20 years. And, you know, she's 93.
Yeah.
And when I walked into her room, and I'm standing there like this, and she's sleeping. She immediately wakes up, looks right at me, a huge smile on her face, and I said, do you have any idea who I am?
Only you are so bold.
And she said, of course, you're Denny.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm so grateful you got us over to see her, too, before she passed.
I know.
Us.
Then
so
I said, you guys
got
to go see her. And, you know, 93. That's a hell of a run. Yeah. It's like your dad, 90. Kidding me?
I know. He's a beast. But he was supposed to meet up with us at Paco's yesterday and called last minute to cancel, which is why I didn't go to Margaret's memorial.
Yeah.
And he called last minute saying he wasn't feeling well to cancel. So Dan, Jake, and I went to Paco's anyway. And walking around downtown, by the way, right before game, like before the crowd show and everything, it was so gorgeous. So we walked and did the Prometica Park thing. To see all the new stuff, you know, like
Promenade
Park,
it's coming along.
It's really nice.
The signage is pretty
Promenade.
Cool.
And it's just such a it's really coming along, and I can't wait to see it's finished. And then there's that whole red brick walkway in front of OC that's new, a park. It's a little park area. And that's lovely, too. It was a gorgeous day. And Hensville set up prior to the game for all the kids and stuff with all the inflatable whatnots and everything.
Oh.
It was cool. It was just neat because
downtown
it was
happening,
the game,
man.
People were kind of, and all the restaurants had different specials going on, you know, and we were doing the big debate. Ended up at Paco's anyway, of course, because once it's in your head, you can't get it out.
Yeah. No.
Drinking outside.
Yeah, you just can't do it. It's like Chick-fil-A.
Love their bar at Paco's at the park, too. Yep. I love that bar setting there. That's so cool.
Toledo downtown is happening, my friends. All right, 8:27 coming back. I don't know what I got. Stuff and our thanks. Oh, it's football season.
Yeah.
I can feel it in the air.
Who won football picks last year? Was it you?
Yes. Yes.
Looking forward Please, Lord, let it be my turn this year. Okay? This will be our fourth. Yeah, football season. Who won it the year before?
I feel like
Swami.
Yeah,
I feel like I get close like each year. Like I get there and I feel like it's there.
Last
it's in my
year,
grasp.
Last year I screwed myself.
So I came in first and you came in. What was it again?
Last.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, that's right. I didn't.
That ain't happening this year. Bold prediction right now. I may not win, but I ain't gonna be last.
And what was the thing you would do that you decided not to do? We're just doing direct, right? We're not doing the whole
like a moron
against the
like
spread.
A moron.
Right. We're not spreading anything. Right?
I don't want spreading. No.
No, because if we spread, you know what that'll lead to.
Correct them and do
it. There it is.
All right, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about this new CTE study and if you women are going to prevent your kids from playing football. Hey, it might as well be soccer, too, huh?
Is that concerts up there? Is that what they're doing now? Up at CTE?
No. Don't joke about brain injury, boy, because you may have one. You just don't know it.
All right.
But first, Denny Schaefer for Stem Cell International. What are stem cells? Well, stem cells are the foundation of cells that every organ and tissue in our bodies, like when you cut yourself, what heals it are your stem cells. And over 1 million patients have experienced improved health worldwide after being treated with adult stem cells. And I am one of them, and I am living proof, and my knees feel fantastic. When I used to wake up with pain every single morning, and I limped for a year and a half until I met the folks at Stem Cell International over on Monroe Street. So whatever you're suffering from, the pain, you may not have to live that way for the rest of your life. You may think you do. Are you tired of popping the pills routine? What's cool about it, if you go to their website, stemcellinternational.org, It'll give you all the information about what they do and how they do it. And you can schedule your appointment right online. Schedule an appointment. I mean, it's a free consultation, people. What's it going to hurt? They might be able to help you. Here's the number, 419-214-1860. 214-1860. And when you go into Stem Cell International, be sure to tell them Denny Schaefer sent